This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I learned something interesting today. The internet, it turns out, is not infinitely expandable. Yes, there will always be room for more pictures of kittens, and thank goodness for that. But political advertising has its limits. Specifically, there is not enough room for all the online ads that political campaigns want to buy. Ashley Parker wrote the story in the New York Times today from which I learned all of this. Ashley, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
All right. Hang on a second. How can advertising space on the internet be finite? I thought that was kind of the beauty of the internet, right?
Yeah, exactly. I sort of, too, thought the internet was limitless.
Right.
But, you know, when it comes to political campaigns, and especially in some of these very competitive states that maybe have a Senate race and a governor's race, you know, there's a finite amount of inventory on, say, premium video sites like on YouTube or on Hulu. And then if you think of other ways that people buy ads on the internet, like a homepage takeover, you know, only one group, for instance, can take over a homepage at one time. So you do sort of start seeing restrictions on inventory that most people, I don't think, are necessarily aware of.
And there are also, just about the video ads, there are two different kinds, right? There are the kind you can skip, and then there are kind you got to stick around and sit through. And they cost different things, and they're priced differently and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So the skippable ads, and to be clear, the skippable ads, which, you know, they start playing and then it normally says you can skip this ad after 5, 4, or 3 seconds.
Yes, I know them well.
And most people skip them. But those ads do not sell out, but they are sold via an auction system. And so just like with TV advertising, or just basically like the market supply and demand, closer to election day, more people are demanding them, the price goes up. So something that could cost, you know, 5 cents per impression in August or September could be 10 times that, you know, the week before election day. So that's skippable ads. The other types of ads are typically called reserved buy ads, and they can't be skipped. And those are the normally 15 seconds or 30 seconds of pre-roll that plays before you can watch the music video you actually came to the site for. And those are more expensive often, but they can be reserved in advance, which is a big advantage for campaigns that think ahead.
Is this a sign, do you think, of the increasing maturity and sophistication of online advertising? I mean, it kind of has to be, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you especially see these digital firms that are sophisticated thinking ahead, because now in the digital space, it's increasingly requiring the same amount of sort of planning and strategy that we previously saw for TV. So the smart campaigns are hiring smart digital strategists who are talking to Facebook and YouTube in the summer to make sure they're set for October.
Do they actually work? Do we have any data on this yet? You know, do they convince people to vote one way or the other?
Well, one thing that the campaigns actually really like about them, and that the digital people will stress, is you actually get a lot more data and metrics back on them than you do on TV ads. And then you can see that, you know, 80% of the people who viewed the ad to completion then went to your website, and then you can track them on your website and see how much time they spent on the website. So in that sense, I mean, I guess they don't necessarily know how much it's impacting someone and changing their opinion or their vote, but there's certainly more behavioral metrics you get back from these digital ads.
Yeah, they've got those indicators. I almost can't believe I'm asking you this, but how long do you think until fall of 2016 is sold out?
I know, right? The question is if we're going to see our first digital or TV ad right on November 5th or something.
Yeah.
But I do think that campaigns are increasingly using digital for get out the vote and for mobilization, because on digital, you can send someone to a website where they can register to vote. And as get out the vote and mobilization becomes such a huge part of 2016, I think we're going to see a very crowded marketplace there.
Ashley Parker is a political reporter for The New York Times. Ashley, thanks very much.
Thank you.